From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The job market is barely treading water. Today, the Labor Department reported 404,000 people filed for unemployment benefits last week, pretty much unchanged from the week before. Overall, there are 14 million people looking for work. And one of the places where jobs are especially hard to find is Spartanburg, South Carolina. That's where our co-host, Melissa Block, has been this week. She's talking to people about the economy, and today that included people at a demonstration inspired by the Occupy Wall Street protests.
It was a small turnout in this heavily conservative corner of this heavily conservative state. About 20 people getting some honks of support and some catcalls, people shouting, "Get a job." I find Don Bramlett, an electrician with a fat black Sharpie, making a sign to carry.
I don't have enough room. Now it's time for bailout of workers.
South Carolina is tied for the fourth highest unemployment rate in the country, 11.1%.
Especially in South Carolina, the very few hold on to all the wealth, and the working class and the poor just are getting less and less of the pie.
Dear Lord Jesus, as we come to you today, we come to you with prayer and thanksgiving.
If we open morning devotion today, at a food pantry in Spartanburg at the First Baptist Church Helping Ministries
Lord,
Center.
I've got people in here that are hurting, Lord, and they may not even tell me about it, but they can tell you about it.
Three mornings a week, the center opens its doors for people to pick up sacks of food or used clothing.
Shannon, your food's ready if you want to take it to the car.
And the numbers of people coming for help are soaring. Many, like 51-year-old Rocky Gist, are unemployed, and he can tell you for exactly how long.
I've been out of work here since, the 23rd of this month will make 2 years.
Gist used to be a truck driver for a laundry company and says he's been trying to find a job, anything, but no luck. And his unemployment benefits ran out 2 weeks ago. This was his third time coming to the church to get food.
I never thought it would be like this. Never thought it would wind up like this.
How does it feel to come here?
I hate that had to come to this point, you know. You know, I really do. Because I always have provided for myself, you know. All we have.
The story of Spartanburg is the story of many cities throughout the South, cities that were built on the back of the textile industry and then watched that lifeblood disappear. Thousands of textile jobs were lost here as the industry moved overseas, the hulking factories now shuttered and crumbling.
Cities ringed with these places right now.
Shutdown mills.
Shut down. Behind the barbed wire. It's just part of the landscape here.
Betsy Teeter runs a nonprofit arts group in Spartanburg, and she's giving me a driving tour of the old mills. She points out one bright spot, a mill that's been turned into apartments. Another mill was torn down, and a brand new medical school has gone up in its place. Betsy Teeter thinks back on her many years covering business for the Spartanburg Herald Journal at the height or the depth of the mill closures.
Well, in the end, it was very repetitive. We went and saw people that looked like the same people at the last mill we covered, and they had the same things to say. And it was heartbreaking. It was heartbreaking.
I was laid off March the 3rd, 2009. They took our work and moved it to China. I'm 64 now, but I was 61 when I got laid off.
I'm 68 years old. I worked in textiles for about 30 years.
I was laid off March 15th, 2009. I'm 73, and it was hard to see the plant shut down and come to a standstill.
I meet Daisy Knuckles, Rosa Sherbert, and Jean Ratliff at the Adult Learning Center in Spartanburg. All three dropped out of school as teenagers, spent a lifetime working in the mills, and now they're bent over math books, studying fractions and geometry, preparing to take their GED exam. They're hoping for a new start late in life. And Jean Ratliff says they know their odds of finding a job are even slimmer if they don't have a GED.
I told my wife I was going to Walmart and be a greeter. Well, you know, I've worked all of my life, and sitting is not a job that I look forward to. This has been challenge for me coming to school here, because I've always been active, always working, and sitting here working in this book has been a challenge.
10 years ago, Spartanburg County had 36,000 manufacturing jobs. Now that's dwindled to 24,000, many of them now in the automotive industry.
Okay, this is an outer belt that's being made.
Cooper Standard in Spartanburg makes sealing components for cars, the strips that keep out rain and noise.
You're looking at a brand new building?
Human Resources Manager Warren Sneed explains that state tax breaks helped them expand this year after a dire stretch in 2009 when the auto industry was in the dumps. 2 years ago, Cooper Standard filed for bankruptcy. Employees took a pay cut. There were layoffs.
What didn't kill us made us stronger. You know, we're cautiously looking to the future. Do we have confidence that the economy is strong? I can tell you, we could hire more people today if we had confidence that the economy was going to remain robust.
And Sneed says these jobs require different skills than the textile jobs of the past, and a high school degree at least.
It is now really a prerequisite. It's just not possible to go into this environment, not be able to read a gauge or to read a screen or to type commands into a computer.
In Spartanburg, Cooper Standard has expanded its workforce this year, and one of its new employees is 23-year-old Quentin Varnador, a machine operator, glad to have a job that pays $13.62 an hour.
I just bought my first house. Just moved in last month. I love it. I love being on my own. I got a foreclosed house for half the price, and I'm actually paying less to live in my own home than live in an apartment right now.
At first, there was trouble trying to get his mortgage from Bank of America, but Quentin says, as soon as Warren Buffett bailed him out, boom, I got a house. I'm Melissa Block in Spartanburg, South Carolina.
And tomorrow on our program, Melissa will talk with people in Spartanburg about politics. South Carolina's primary is early, January 21st, and no surprise, the economy is front and center on voters' minds.